Hello, this is Pastor Corey Ehrman. You're listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses, encourages, and inspires you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. It's very important that every believer understands how to walk in authority. We've looked at the believer's authority. It's important to understand that we have been given authority through the name of Jesus. When Jesus said, go in my name and preach the gospel in every nation, and then these signs shall follow those who believe. Any believers here today? Okay. So this is not the apostles' authority, the prophet's authority, the pastor's authority. It's the believer's authority. And he said, cast out demons, speak with new tongues, take up serpents. If there's anything deadly or poisonous, it will not harm you. And then if you will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And the Bible says they went preaching the word everywhere, and the Lord was moving with them, working with them, confirming the word with signs following. So there will always be a confirmation of the word you preach. The anointing follows the word. Confirmation, signs, and wonders follow the word. There's a lot of people out there following signs. Signs are to follow you. You're not to follow signs. And an important foundational scripture is in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verse 12. But it says, to as many as that receive and welcomed him, or as many as that believed in him, is another way to say it, he gave the authority, power, privilege, and right. The word for authority there is the word exousia. It means power of attorney. You have been given the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus. You go in his name, it's just like Jesus is going. You're representing the kingdom of God, and all of the kingdom, all of heaven backs you up. The power of the kingdom is behind that authority. You need two things in operation. You need authority and power. Power is no good without authority, and authority is no good without power. You know, the police officer out there on the street, you know, he has really no power to stop a truck coming at him. But in his uniform, he can stand there, direct traffic, stop traffic. He has authority. So physically, he's not Superman that he could stop the truck. But when he stands there in his uniform, there's a power behind him, and the power is much greater than him. The power of the entire, you know, law enforcement agency that he's representing, and all the laws and everything backs him up. Amen. Amen. So you have to understand. And if the truck just runs the red light and keeps going, he can call about another 100 people to help him, and they'll find that guy. Helicopters will get engaged. Vehicles will, all kinds of, the power will be unleashed. So that's what you have to understand. Authority is there. And when you speak to the devil, if he doesn't want to obey you, he has to, because the power will come to make sure he does. So he gave the authority, power, privilege, and right. Do you know that you have the believer's privilege? Everybody's into all this privilege stuff. Well, guess what? We have the believer's privilege. I'm glad three of you are excited about that. The believer's privilege. Say, I'm privileged as a believer. I come from a privileged family. I was born again with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was born into a family. Come on, say, I was born into a family that has a great benefits package. I have a very rich inheritance. Come on. He gave authority, power, privilege, right to become children of God. So that means we also have rights. You have to claim your rights. You have to stand your ground in the name of Jesus. Say, by the authority in the name of Jesus, by the authority given unto me by the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, I stand my ground. I command you, devil, you have to back off now. Okay? Now, I want to talk to you about circumstances. Last week, we dealt with a lot of spiritual forces that are behind the scenes, because we know that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities, powers, forces of darkness, right? Rulers of darkness, spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. So behind the scenes, many times we think we're dealing with people, but we're actually dealing with spirits. So we took authority over a lot of spirits, and we went over, you know, just I gave you a lot of different spirits, and just go back and watch and listen to that from last Sunday if you missed it. But today I want to speak to you about having authority over circumstances. Having authority over circumstances. Amen. Now, not everything is demonic. You know, just because there's a hurricane coming doesn't mean it's coming from the devil. It is, in a sense, evil because it's a force of death, destruction, you know. But it's just a part of this fallen nature that we're living in. That's why the Bible says all of creation is travailing, yearning for the sons of God to be made manifest, because everything's out of order. Since the fall of Adam into sin, everything's been out of whack. Things are out of whack, but we can put things back into whack. That's why we speak to storms. We live in Florida. I speak to those hurricanes. I curse them. I curse you, foul hurricane. You're not coming here. I command you to turn away. Go back out into the ocean and disappear and dissolve and dissipate in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That's something we do a lot. Take authority over nature and circumstances. Not every circumstance necessarily is demonic. There's just things that happen. Stuff happens. But don't let stuff happen to you. Take authority over circumstances. Go with me to Mark the 4th chapter, verse 35. On the same day when the evening had come, he, that is Jesus, said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." So there's a plan. Let us cross over to the other side. There's a plan. Amen. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. So there was more people on the lake. It wasn't just Jesus in the one boat with the disciples. There were other little boats on the lake. The multitude are following him. They just won't let him go. They want to go to the other side with him, stay with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe you're in that little boat. You're trying to stay with Jesus. You're following Jesus. You're in that little boat. And all of a sudden, a circumstance breaks out. A great storm arose. A windstorm, it says. A great windstorm arose. And the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. So water's coming in now. That's dangerous, right? Hallelujah. But he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. Isn't that interesting? And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind. Notice, he didn't rebuke any demon spirits. He didn't rebuke a demon spirit. He rebuked the wind. It's just a force of nature. They call it an act of God. It's not an act of God. The insurance companies, they won't call it, it's an act of God. No, it ain't no act of God. It's an act of sin. It's an act of the fallen creation that's in travailing, that's in disarray, that's out of whack. Things are just wacky out there. There's a lot of wacky things happening. Amen. Notice he did not rebuke a spirit. He rebuked the wind. Why? Because the Bible says we have dominion over nature, right? Over the earth. Subdue the earth. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over every crawling creature on the earth and over the earth realm. So winds and waves and a windstorm, it's a part of the whole earth system now. We are not living in a perfect earth system. Amen. So he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, wind and the sea. Now he's speaking to the sea. Peace be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Hallelujah. But Jesus said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" So you have to have faith. Faith that speaks. That's the spirit of faith. We believe, therefore we speak. Having faith means you speak. So Jesus said, says you have to have faith. And he basically demonstrated to them how to deal with the windstorm. Spoke to the wind and spoke to the sea. And then they feared exceedingly, and they said to one another, how can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Hallelujah. It says, what manner of man is this that he even commands the wind and the waves? Well, what manner of man is he? He's a man that carries authority. He's a man that's anointed, and he's a man that speaks by faith. So he's just a man. Do you understand? What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? And Jesus said, the same things I have done, you will do also. Hallelujah. And even greater things than these you shall do, because I go to my Father. I've rebuked many rainstorms in my day. For outreaches, community outreaches, crusades. They said, a storm's coming. I rebuke that storm. I command the skies to open up right now. You know, so there are circumstances you're going to deal with. Not everything's going to always line up, and not everything is the devil. But you have to understand, you have authority over circumstances. You have authority over circumstances. So, if you look at the different miracles Jesus performed, I mean, think about feeding the 5,000 families with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He didn't rebuke demons. He just spoke and commanded a multiplication, a blessing on what was so little, and gave it to the disciples. And as the disciples gave it out, I mean, there was a supernatural multiplication. So they had authority over the circumstance. Circumstance was 5,000 families, 5,000 men plus women and children, and not enough food. And it's late, and everybody's tired, and they don't have money. That's the circumstance. But for whatever circumstance you're in, God has a solution. God has a word. Whatever circumstance you're in, God has a word, and the word supersedes the circumstance. And you'll have two choices, whether you'll believe the circumstance or whether you'll believe the word, whether you'll speak the circumstance or whether you'll speak the word. I hear too many people, all they do is just talk about their circumstances. All they do is talk about their circumstances. And the more you talk about your circumstances, the deeper you will sink into those circumstances. So don't speak about the circumstances. Speak to the circumstances. Speak to it by faith. Speak to it by the believer's authority. In the name of Jesus, I command this storm to be still. Hallelujah. So you'll face natural circumstances just because it's a result of the fallen world we're living in, but you don't have to take it. You don't have to be dominated and subdued by the circumstance, because you are the one to dominate and subdue the circumstance. But you have to speak to it. You have to speak to it. I have spoken to equipment multiple times. I've laid hands on refrigerators. I've laid hands on cars. I commanded them. I have kind of a reputation around here. They say, something's not working. Call pastor. I'll walk in and I'll press a button and everything works. I'll lay hands on equipment. And I say, guys, come on, you know, don't allow this thing. It's crazy. Everything we purchased for the ministry, I'll lay hands on it. I speak life to it. With long life, you'll be satisfied and serve this ministry, you know. Until the day comes, you have to be replaced. Sometimes they have to be replaced, not just because they're old, but they're just old technology, and you buy new technologies, changing all the time. Hallelujah. I've spoken to many, many circumstances. In the name of Jesus, you foul circumstance, you better line up with the word of God. You're out of order with the word of God. I command you to line up right now with the word of God. And I'll begin to speak God's word over it. So don't allow circumstances to dominate you. I've got good news concerning circumstances. You know what the good news is? The circumstances are subject to change. Remember that circumstance you were in 6 months ago? What happened? It's over. 3 years ago. What happened? It's over. But you stressed about it so much at the time. Why did you stress about it, ye of little faith? Why were you afraid of the circumstance? Don't be afraid of the circumstance. Your circumstances should be afraid of you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of the storm. The storm should be afraid of you. Hallelujah. So when storms of life break out, and sometimes it'll be demonic things, take authority over the spirit. Sometimes it's just stuff going crazy. You send something in for paperwork into government agency, and you got a bunch of incompetent people who don't know their left from right, and clerical error, and this and that. We don't know where your file is. Huh? We lost your fingerprints. We did this. I speak to it in the name of Jesus. I command that paperwork that's in the bottom of the pile to be moved up to the top of the pile right now. And if there's a blockage there, clerical blockage, be thou removed in the name of Jesus. And somebody new come in that's going to get it done. I've dealt with these things so many times. And we all deal with just circumstances of life, because people are incompetent. People are just do dumb things. People are sinful. Just things are out of whack. So you have to speak to it. Line up now in the name of Jesus. I have favor, so I speak favor right now. Lord, I thank you. And one of your angels is going forth right now and just taking that paperwork and moving it in to the right place, whatever, in Jesus' name. I mean, you can't cast out stupid, you know. No, it's true. You can't cast out stupid. There's just some stupid people out there that do stupid things, and it affects you, doesn't it? And you just can't cast out stupid, but the circumstance that's created because of stupidity, you speak to it in Jesus' name. Right? Come on, somebody. You speak to it. And command it to line up with God's word. Hallelujah. Maybe you're going through a circumstance right now. Speak to it. Deal with it. Take authority over it. Some of you trusted in a doctor, you trusted in an attorney, you trusted in some so-called professional that let you down. So don't let circumstances dominate you. So many things. I remember the building project. Oh, my Lord, the stuff we dealt with. Oh, Lord. There was a guy that was assigned, there was a lady that was assigned, the fire marshal inspector, you know, the fire inspection, Trump, you know, it's trumps everything. So she was, and then all of a sudden, every morning, I remember whenever we'd schedule the inspection, I'd go online and watch and see who it was assigned to. And there was this one guy, he hated the church, he hated me, he hated everything, and he would come and just nitpick. So one morning I saw, he came one time and he just failed us on everything. He was nitpicking, he was unreasonable, just nasty. And I asked for his card, so he wouldn't even give me his card. But I found out what his name was. Next inspection, he's assigned again. I think like 8 o'clock in the morning, I'd watch. I said, in the name of Jesus, I unassign you now. Because I knew he was gonna show up, give me a heck. I unassign you now in the name of Jesus. Be thou removed from that list. And I called that other lady. Her name was Beth. She was a Christian. She was very nice. She'd just come talk to me about church and pass us. Wouldn't even look at stuff. That's why I want Beth. Send Beth in Jesus' name. I'm watching that thing. An hour later, Beth. He's gone. Beth shows up on the list. I moved the troublemaker out, putting the favorable one in. I just spoke to it. It wasn't a demon or whatever. Maybe, I mean, the guy probably had demons, but it was just, he was in the system. I can speak to the demon all I want. He's got passengers. It's not like I'm going to have a deliverance service with him here. So I want him out, and I want this one in. And she showed up, and we were trying to get open for Easter Sunday. And it was Friday morning. If that guy showed up, I knew we weren't going to be open for Easter Sunday. She shows up, and that afternoon we got the certificate of occupancy. Friday afternoon, 5:10. And Sunday we had our Easter Sunday service, the first one. I mean, I'm not going to be a victim of circumstances. Let this thing drag out and drag out, because you'll have issues. So speak to those issues. Take authority over them. Amen. You might have to take authority over your bank. You might have to take authority over some circumstances created by your neighbor. We had a neighbor that was constantly creating circumstances. I took authority over it. We tried to talk to them nicely. They were just nasty. So I take authority over this situation with the whole thing with the fence and whatever they're doing. And then the whole thing, all of a sudden, got shifted and got lined up and got done right. Everything they were doing was wrong. I didn't want to go try to, you know, I can go report them to the HOA. Oh, my, I'm not dealing with that. I'm dealing with this right now in my authority in Jesus' name. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. David said to Goliath, you come against me with weapons, you uncircumcised Philistine. That means you don't have authority. You have no covenant. You have no right. You have no privilege. I come against you in the name of the Lord my God. I'm the one of covenant. I'm the one who has the privilege. I'm the one who has the authority and the right. So I'm going to set things straight right now. You're going to be out of the way today in Jesus' name. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope that you have been blessed. I would like for you to consider two things. Number one, subscribe to our show to receive notifications of our new podcasts. Number two, support our ministry of reaching the nations with revival by clicking on the link in the description or visiting our website, riverwpb.com. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to you joining our next podcast. God bless you.